Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, is this recording? Okay, hello, Shift listeners, and for the patrons, I'm using my phone to video record this, and I'm not really sure where the camera is or to look, so I'm sorry about that, just because I figured if I do it on my camera... Is that better? Okay, so if I do it on my camera, and I'm looking at the little things, I hope that's right... Then I can just upload it straight away because the audio should be good enough from that, fingers crossed, so that you can get the video quite quickly. And then, what am I doing here? And then I have the audio coming in here, so that's great. Are you on a six? You're on a six, so we should be good to go. Have a sup of tea. The only thing with the camera is my battery on my phone is about to go dead very soon, so this might be a very... We'll see. Fingers crossed it all goes well. But I wanted to do like a... 30 things to know before your 30s. Obviously I'm in my 30s, and it was my sister's idea, so shout out to her. But you know, so funny, like I'm googling these things, and I think I'll probably do a part one, a part two episode. And so obviously this week's shift will just be solo, and then I'll do a little extra part for you guys, for the Patreon people, to fill you in on my last few weeks. But for now, let's do the shift episode. So I was googling advice for before you turn 30 online, and it's mental. Like, it's so, there's like one thing that comes up straight away, which is so the opposite of the next thing that comes up straight away. So I'll just read out a few of them because I thought it was funny. Like, 30 things to do before you're 30, and it's like, travel solo, take a class to learn a new skill, master cooking at least 3 dishes, run half a marathon, go skinny dipping, learn to speak a new language, learn how to read a wine list, and throw yourself a birthday. And I'm not even clicking to read the rest because this is so fucking hack. Also, what a ridiculous... Okay, sorry if you're all like, oh my God, that's amazing. Well, no, I mean, it's... I'm sure travel solo is fine if you're like a great independent person. But for some people, that's like a fucking nightmare and very scary and very terrifying. Take a class to learn a new skill. That's grand. But who has this like... fucking extra class energy or money? But I actually do think that's a really good one actually, though, because I do wish I had done like dancing lessons. I will, but you can also do that any stage. Like, I'll probably do that next year, or hopefully this year. That'd be nice to learn salsa. And then master cooking at least 3 dishes. This is so funny. They're like, anybody who's reading this obviously doesn't know how to cook. And 3 dishes. How do you think these people have been surviving up to 30? But I'm sure they're saying like perfection, like duck a la rice. I don't fucking know. Run half a marathon. That's a lot of... Oh my God, there was a ding outside. I don't know if you guys heard that. There's nobody in my apartment. The goat's phone is going off. See, how could I travel solo? I'm... fucking scaredy cat solo alone in my apartment. But anyway, I do travel solo a lot for gigs, but that feels a bit different, and that is actually very nice. Actually, do you know what, for people who don't do gigs, you know what, I'm changing now how I feel about this list. But I will say that when I go solo away, it is nice to get that breakaway, and you're kind of forced to spend time with yourself in a way that you never really get to. And before the gig, I'll go to like my favorite coffee shop and I'll usually read, or, you know, ideally I'll write, but I never do. Or like I was just in Philly and so I went to Primark, Pennies for the Irish listeners, but it's called Primark over here. And, you know, I was just buzzing around by myself, and then I went and got myself dinner. I quite had a day with myself, and it's actually quite nice. And it's nice as well to eat food without having to be like, so what are you doing today? You know, sometimes when you go with like a friend, I really enjoy food, so it's really nice to like enjoy every bite. And then if it's a friend who like is talking and you're really having a great time, you're like, but then you realize the meal's gone, you didn't even enjoy your duck over rice. So okay, run half marathon, I'm never gonna do that, and I'm over 30. I'm never ever gonna fucking do that. I hate running, it makes me feel sick. I'd like to run like a little bit here and there, but not a marathon. Hold on, I'm going to take a sip of my tea. It's a weird one, like, I don't know why that has to be in there. This is like marathon propaganda. Run half a marathon. Get out of here. Fair enough if it was like, do a sport or exercise, or get in the habit of exercise, or do yoga or whatever. Yeah, because I feel like yoga is like a great thing for your body for the future. But half a marathon. Anyway, go skinny dipping. Why is that important? Why do I have to go naked? And say, well, maybe that's like, be free and get your tits out. Who wrote this? Go skinny dipping. It's not going to work for the Irish people. We'll be fucking freezing in the water. Learn to speak another language. Again, like, where are you thinking we're going with this extra time? Language is hard, even though I should really learn Spanish or Chinese. I do feel like maybe that'll be an important language to know for the future. And I mean, as I say that, I'm like, is it Chinese? No, I guess there's Mandarin, or there's different. Okay, oh God. Can't even figure out what the language is called. Never mind fucking learn it. But I'd love to learn Spanish, but I just want to watch TV. This is a lot. God, I'm looking at this being like, why did I decide to do this? Because I'm looking at this, I haven't done any of these things. I can cook 3 dishes though. Fuck off. And I haven't taken a class. But I took a class when I was like 19 on photography. Or I was younger, actually. I think I was like 15. Me and my cousin did. Yeah, I was much younger because I remember taking pictures at the church and getting her to stand like through the keyhole. And I took a picture of the keyhole, but she's like in the other side. Anyway. Learn how to read a wine list. Why is that important? You know what? All of this is like rich people stuff. Run half a marathon for a local charity. Travel solo. Like, this is people who have... this should be 30 things to do before you're 30 if you have money. Learn to read a wine list. Get out of here. Once I know the word Pinot Noir, I'm fucking grand. Because I don't like any of the other wines. And I don't... I mean, I've just found what I like. And it's cheap as chips. So, yeah. Oh. Learn how to read a wine. What about learn how to... you know, not drink alcohol, because alcohol's the devil. alcohol in little bits. It's just weird that they would say, throw yourself a birthday party. That's like this. I mean, if you're throwing yourself a birthday party with like your friends and stuff, I mean, isn't that what you do? I do that every year. That makes me sound really sad, doesn't it? I don't have no one to do that for me, but I mean, who else? Why is other people throwing your birthday parties? Shouldn't you be just trying? Because you're like, hey, everybody, meet at 10 o'clock. I hate when people don't tell you about your birthday. And then they're like, oh, you didn't text me a happy birthday. And you're like, well, I'm not on Facebook anymore. Barely. And, oh, God. Sorry, that was my laptop. And why didn't I get a week ago like, hey, we're doing drinks for my birthday. Not like, hey, do you want to come out on Thursday? Like, fucks. Anyway, I feel like the person's birthday, they should be organizing it and letting you know what's up. And... so you should be throwing yourself a birthday all the time, because I feel like the birthday person should be organizing it. Unless it's like your close friends, but then you say to your friends like, hey, would you message people about my birthday? Like, it's so... Okay, I don't want to read the rest, because let's see, there was one where I was like, it was totally the opposite. Oh yeah, 30 thing that this was in Vice. Oh, the other one was L. Oh God, I get very breath. Maybe I should train for a marathon. Here's me like, fuck running, and I can't even talk for longer than, what is it, 8 minutes without losing breath. So don't take advice from me. But anyway, the other one is 30 things you should start doing before you turn 30. So this is advice. It's look after your skin properly, which honestly I have started watching new like YouTube videos and TikToks and stuff on skincare, and I think that's actually kind of important, like wear your sunscreen. at a young age. It's strange though, because like I always think about this and I see all the videos and then I look at my dad, and the man hasn't worn sunscreen in his whole life and he has no wrinkles, but I already have more wrinkles than him. So he just has like a weird gene genetic thing that maybe like we'll find out in the future. He had some like skin doesn't age. I don't even know science words, so I can't even think of a science analogy for this, but I don't know. The man has aged very slightly over the years, and he like is out in the sun all the time. He's like super tanned and he goes out because he does the farm. But sorry, I'm taking a sip of my tea, but yeah. So anyway, yeah, sunscreen. And then I feel like some people do too much. So also like, no, because they're like, look, you look at so many lads and their skin is great and they just use a bar of soap. So I think like you get into this thing of like scrubbing your face, which has now turned out to be really bad for your skin. But you know, some people will swear by it, but it really depends on what your skin is. So like you could have oily skin, combination, rosacea, and so that's really hard to kind of figure out. And then you look at lad's skin and they look amazing and you're like, what'd you do? And he's like, I don't know, bar Dove or like, so it's hard. I wonder if because we started using the products younger, did it make our skin need to use them more? Like, I only wash my hair twice a week, okay? And I'll have other friends who are like, oh my God, I wash my hair every day, it'll go greasy. And I'm like, yeah, well, just let it go greasy and then you'll be able to wash it longer, because I think it's like the natural oils. So I do wonder about that. But I'm also really paranoid about being in my 30s and getting wrinkles. So I do the face care. I use this face wash that has salicylic. Oh, lads, acid in it. Anyway, it's good for acne. And then I use two different moisturizers. One has sunscreen in it and the other one doesn't. The other one for nighttime. So that's what I do. But like, if I tell my girlfriends that, they're like, you don't put your vitamin C oil on and you don't put a banana in your ear and you don't wear like this fucking mask that rips out all your facial hair. Jesus, I did a mask once and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to like literally grow back facial hair after this because it ripped off all the little blonde hairs. Traumatizing. So then the next one on this is learn basic cooking skills. Right, they really think we're all idiots out here. They're like, none of these millennials or Gen Z know how to. I'm gonna click on this one because this one looks fun. Knows how to cook a meal, but you know what, it's seamless. So 30 is terrifying, blah 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 blah. It's not terrifying, it's the best years of your life. Actually, 30 things now before turning 30 is your life's gonna be so much easier when you hit your 30s, because you're just chiller and calmer and you've learned all your mistakes. See, that's the thing, like, we can give you advice too, and for the over 30s they'll say the same too. And I think a lot of people, my sister suggests this, but I was like, I think most people who listen to this podcast are over 30s, but whatever, you guys will have fun just listening along and maybe agreeing with me or disagreeing with me. But I think the only advice we can give to younger people is, here's my advice, they're not going to take it because young people don't take it, and you learn from your mistakes the hard way. And when you make the mistake, you learn from it and you kind of don't do it again. But I think for most people, you kind of have to make that mistake. I guess the big thing is then going, Jesus, you know, someone advised me against this and they were right, and then not doing it again. Because I have some friends and they're in their 30s and they'll ask you, they'll make your ears sore asking for advice and they'll never fucking take it. And then the advice you give was the right, and you're kind of like, yeah, look, you fucking didn't take my advice. And like, whatever, not everybody has to take your advice, but it'll be like multiple times. I've literally had friends where I've been like, I can't give you advice anymore. And I feel bad for my father because he used to say that to me too. He'd be like, why are you asking for advice? You're not going to take it. But because I was asking you and I wanted the advice that I wanted to hear, and then you didn't give it to me, and then I went and did what I want and I was wrong. So let's see. This is hilarious. They say, imagine being 27 and just pure, isn't it an Irish person wrote this, pure slathering on St. Ives apricot scrub in the shower before pounding your face with concealer, or sorry, Clearasil moisturizer. You may as well dunk your head in a basin of washing up liquid every morning. That's how much you're looking after your skin. So, and then this person is saying they suffered from acne. So learning about alcohol free, non-comedogenic. Lads, I can't read. I don't know how to say that word. But yeah, that's true. Like, I don't wear makeup. And the only thing is, when I quit wearing makeup, I didn't realize makeup had sunscreen in it, because it was just a powder, so I didn't even think about it. And I definitely feel more wrinkles in that year without wearing it. And then I started putting on sunscreen because I was like, oh. But so, yeah, keep an eye on that too. And get yourself Bare Minerals if you have, you know, acne. But look, if you're fucking piling on like that foundation that seeps into your pores, you're going to have to want to, that's the other thing, you're going to have a skincare routine. Because obviously for men, you're not doing anything other than sweating from being alive. So then you could just wash your face as minimally as possible. But yeah, I guess it depends on what you're putting in here. Learn basic cooking skills. This should really be something you should do before turning 25. I mean, yeah. It says here, marinating chicken, fish and tofu properly. Knowing the length of... Why tofu? That's random. Knowing the length of time it takes to cook a soft-boiled egg. I'm sorry, but I just feel like people know these things by before they're in their 30s. Go to therapy. I like this one. I agree with this one. It goes, being a toxic little bitch. Oh, I can't find out who wrote this. This is hilarious. Might have been cute during your sixth form euphoria era, but it doesn't quite have the same ring to it when you're itching towards 30. By then, you're not impulsive and hard to pin down. You're just easily triggered with deep-rooted attachment and communication issues. If you can't find therapy, however, there's always. And then they move on to the next part, which I don't agree with the next part, but we'll get to the next part in a second. I obviously have harped on about therapy in this podcast a million times, I think. If you want to have a successful life, you know, you don't want to drag in any of your fucking... Here's the thing. In your 20s, you're going to do all of it. You're going to have the bad relationships. You're going to drink too much. You're probably going to do drugs at some point. You know, you're going to do whatever. You're going to do the extremes if it's like you're a person into sports or you're like me and you were going to try comedy and it turned out as a career. Like, that's your 20s are the time where you're really going to try stuff or decide kind of what you want for your life. And I mean, in your 30s, you could still be deciding. But let's say in this example. So you do all those things. And in those things, you pick up these things along the way. Or you have these like dramatic relationships, which is funny because you're 22. But then when you're in your 30s and you're kind of thinking about like maybe meeting your partner, your long-term partner, if that's what you want. And if that's not what you want, you might have found that along the way in your 20s. Like, you know, I'm not for a relationship. It's not for me. But I think... going to therapy helps you become a secure enough person that you know those answers. So let's say if you go to therapy, you find out, you get to voice your inner thoughts out loud to a person who is paid to listen, and they kind of translate them for you, which is really helpful. And then you can kind of go, do you know what, I feel the pressure from my family to, let's say this is an example, I feel the pressure from my family to like have kids in my 30s and have a house and have a relationship. But, you know, what I've really loved from my 20s is just doing my own thing, casual dating. And I don't think I ever want to have a relationship. Well, see, if you're talking about that in therapy from a non-biased person, that's where you'll hear yourself and you'll go, Jesus, actually, you know what? Like, I should be doing what I want to do. Now, you might be the opposite and be like, I really want a partner and I've been struggling dating for the last 10 years. And then your therapist is able to go back into those relationships and see what went wrong and see what you need to work on. And if you're recreating your childhood traumas, or your childhood trauma is what you equate with love. So if you had a violent parent, you're probably attracted to violent people. It's just, you know, it's fucked up. But at least then in therapy, you can kind of go, fuck, Jesus, and kind of separate yourself from that and start to work on yourself. And also, what are your triggers? So one word is going to affect you way differently than affect someone else, because that word comes with a lifetime of negative experiences, let's say, that another person doesn't relate that word to and they didn't mean it. And you're being sensitive to it, but you don't understand. And so you can react and explode. And sure, they haven't a fucking clue what's going on. So knowing what your triggers are would be one. This is one I wrote down in my 30 things. All the things I wrote were basically like more mental health stuff or dating stuff. But yeah. Going to therapy and figure out your triggers and why, because then like you'll be in life, right? And that's one thing I noticed in my 20s, I probably got more defensive or felt more hurt about things. But now that I'm in my 30s and I've been to therapy, I'm able to go, if someone says something to me and it hurts me, I'll go, why does that hurt me? Like, why does that affect me? Why am I upset about, why am I bothered about that, before automatically being like, fuck this cunt. Or, you know, or even just cutting them out of my life per se. Let me take another sip of my tea. I hope you guys are drinking tea as well. But you know, or kind of feeling a bit like, it just takes away the hurt, because you can kind of be like, and then you have the option to say if it's a close person, if it's a partner or a really close friend, like, you know, actually, I get really bothered when people call me sensitive, because it's something like, you know, I was used against me as a child as a negative quality, and like it's something that makes me like caring and remember birthdays or whatever. I'm just using this as an example because I know a lot of people hate being called sensitive, and then the people who call them sensitive are always like, what? Like, fucking chill out, but they don't realize, you know. So you can always then communicate like, this is a trigger of mine. And then if they're a good person, a good partner, they're going to make sure to never use that in an argument or use it against you. And then if they do, you can kind of go, well, this person's fucking toxic, so see you later. So yeah, therapy. What else about therapy is really good? There was one other thing that I was thinking. Okay, well, we'll come back to that. They say number four is drugs. Okay, and it says, but only the good ones. Bad drugs include crystal meth, cocaine, and MDMA. Yeah. Good drugs include mushrooms, DMT, and LSD. I don't agree with any of this, by the way. And it says, you're too old to be staying up till 6 a.m. and living in a stranger's living room, yabbering on about surveillance, capitalism. It is more about going on journeys and becoming enlightened now. So there's, or that's what everyone keeps saying. So this is what this person is saying, I really have to quote them before I'm done, but I don't agree with that because I know if I did mushrooms or LSD, I'd be really afraid that I would like be brought back to a childhood memory that I don't really need to relive, you know. And someone could say, but that'd be good, and it's like, nah, I've gotten to a place where I don't have nightmares anymore. I don't need to like fuck up my brain chemistry to and I also don't like feeling like I'm like walking on clouds or whatever, that like outer body experience and stuff like that. That's not for me. So I think that's really important. If you're going to do drugs, know your limit. If you're a person who gets like content, who can get a little defensive or a little paranoid sometimes or whatever, know that there's a chance that those feelings will be heightened. It's the same way, of course, the happiness could be heightened and the feeling of euphoria or whatever. But also remember, if you're feeling an extreme euphoria, there's going to be an extreme down because life is a balance. So if you're okay with the next day that you're like feeling depressed for a Sunday, and just remember that when you're feeling depressed, that this is because of the drugs. Okay, so that's really important too. And there's no like label coming with drugs like, yeah, you're gonna have crack tonight, but tomorrow you're gonna be fucking crying all day because you know because you're so sad because you used up all your happy. Now I'm just you know, from hearing from friends of Dona who said they had awful hangovers or like sad like drops in dopamine afterwards, but that I've had other friends who've been like, I've done mushrooms and I do it once a year and I go off on a little fucking you know, meet God type of thing, and they love it. So it really is just know yourself and know, and remember, not all of us can, you know, not all of us can go fucking hike up Mount Everest. Great for the people who can, and not all of us can dirt bike. I just saw a TikTok where a guy was dirt biking in Mexico, and I was like, that's mad, good for him, but not all of us can do that. So just know your limits, you know. This whole idea that you can do whatever you want and be whoever you want is such fucking bullshit. Sorry, I hate that. No, we can't. Not everybody can do stand-up. Not everybody. Oh, yeah, I can do what I want. I'd love to be a singer. If I fucking sang into the microphone now, you'd all just press stop because you'd be like, my ears are hurting me. Now, I'm sure I can go put in the time and go to singing lessons and all of that. But I'm still not going to be as good as someone else, and that's okay. I can sing, that's fine. I think like, yeah, you can put effort in and work hard, and sometimes it'll work out, sometimes it won't, and then move on and try something else. But I will never be able to dirt bike across Mexico up and down. I would die and break my neck. So I also know I can't do mushrooms because I'm scared of the voices in my head. They're all trapped in little boxes right now and they're fucking staying there. So, God, I get so out of breath. I'm telling you, I'm going to fucking work out. Next time I do one of these, you guys are going to be like, I don't mind for the Patreon heads, because they've been listening to me breathe into the microphone for a really long time. But when it's actually the shift heads, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I should, you know, you guys aren't even paying for this. The Patreon heads are paying. So, but I just feel like they're all my good people. They're so good. I love the Patreon people. I feel like they're all my friends. Well, and when I see you guys, because I've seen a couple of you, met a couple of your shows, so thank you so much. And I'll meet more of you. I'm going to meet one of you at a show in Vermont. So anyway, sidetracked. Hack your hangovers. So this person's saying, other lists will tell you to drink less throughout your 20s. Who the fuck wrote this? Drinking so much gets sick. This is definitely an Irish person because it goes, ha ha ha, legend. I'm seriously concerned about your well-being. Here are numbers you can call. This is when someone's saying about drinking, when people say, and he says, and the healthiest way to avoid really bad hangovers and concern of it is to simply cut down alcohol. That said, just because you're getting older doesn't mean you have to stop getting on it entirely, but you will need to learn how to manage hangovers if you want an easy life. For me, this has meant using low sugars mixers, popping hydration tablets after a night out, and always drinking a pint of water before bed. Yeah, I drink loads of water before bed and I just cut down when I drink. I think my best advice to my younger self, and to even any of you who are still drinking in your 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever it would be, Irish drinking is consume as much as possible, as fast as possible, so you don't even notice yourself getting drunk and then you're fucking hammered. So the best thing I learned over here was just fucking sip on it. And now if I sip on two drinks, I'm buzzing, having the crack. And I actually don't really like drinking anymore, just because I don't like the feel. Like I actually don't like feeling sad the next day, and it makes me feel sad. And I'm so busy right now, I'm in a space where I just can't be sad the next day. Can't wait to make it. So I'm going to have a few drinks and be low. But yeah, that's another thing. It's just not great for me. I've great crack on it, but I think that's the problem. I think I just get so hyped up. I use all my crack energy, and the next day I'm just like, ugh. It's, you know, a real like fucking seesaw of emotions, which is good that I'm a good drunk. But yeah, and then I get so buzzed up that I want more. But I will say being strict with myself and just like sipping away has been really helpful for me, my hangover and my fucking pockets, because now if I just sip on it and find in your drink. So like I love Guinness because it's heavy enough that I actually can't drink too much of it, and it's just like a dessert. It's so nice. And then I love whiskey because, again, I'll just sip on that with ice. I don't even get a mixer, and I'll have a glass of water beside it. So then I'm drinking my water. I drink like a pint of water nearly every whiskey. And not ordering Well, this isn't for the Irish listeners, but for any of you listeners based in America, Well is nail polish remover. It's fucking, one time I was working at the bar and we ran into vodka, Well vodka, and this stuff, it's like it burned the nose hairs off you, right? It's so fucking potent, I'm telling you. I it would take off your nail varnish. Or as the old fellas would say, it would take the paint off the wall. But one time we ran out of rum, and the manager was just like, oh, just use the vodka. They'll never... Oh, no, sorry. It was the reverse. Because I remember being like, how would they not... So we ran out of vodka, but they're all vodka drinkers. It's like these fucking drunk after... They're hospital workers. So now you know about hospital workers. They're kind of like teachers. Like, they fucking get hammered. So they come in. And in fairness, I get it. It's a stressful job. I don't blame them. So we were a hospital bar. And we ran out of vodka, and he was like, just give them rum, they'll never notice. And I was like, but doesn't the rum... And he was like, nah, it's Well rum, they all taste the same. And they didn't notice. So I don't know, you'd be afraid though someone would have like an allergy to something in the rum. But anyway, well, look, at least there was all doctors there. So yeah, also with the no sugars thing, I think that's just a good advice. I don't, you know, I'm obviously very malnutritioned, and I need to get up my like my intake with like vegetables and fruit and stuff. When it's hard in New York, you're just so busy and your food kind of goes off, and I just need to be more disciplined. But I will say I never drink soda, and I had one recently, just a ginger ale, and just if I'm such a baby, if my stomach's sore. But in that, I don't drink sodas, and I do think I think people get really like addicted to sodas. So that's what they call them over here in America. What do they call them back home in Ireland? Just fizzy drinks. Yeah, fizzy drinks. So, yeah, kind of cutting down on the fizzy drinks is a great one as well. Just because I just feel like, I don't know, I just feel like they're really bad for you when you drink too much, because it's not like, you know, even if you go out right and you're not drinking, you have like a few Cokes, that's great because you get to buzzed up, but you could have like fucking 5 or 6 or 7 Cokes, or even in your alcohol, and it's so much sugar. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a bit of that anti... Look, I sound like a real boring fucker, aren't I? Don't drink too much and don't even drink Coke. Oh my God, what am I like? Invest in some sewing materials. Okay, grand. Yeah, that's fair enough. Learn how to hand wash your clothes properly. A fly just blew my ear. sorry to cough now into the microphone. That's like everybody's nightmare. But you can't get it through the podcast. get Botox and fillers. And then the person goes, I'm just kidding, fuck body standards. No, but really, there comes to a point in everyone's life where you choose between aging rock star or iconic bimbo. I would kind of say each to their own, you know. I kind of think if you're in your, like, in your 30s or in your 40s and it makes you feel better and it makes you feel beautiful, like, and you're comfortable in your, like, it makes you kind of feel sexy or whatever, do whatever the fuck you want. I kind of feel like that with, like, of course you see some people with plastic surgery and I'd personally be like, well, I thought they looked way better before, but I kind of like people, their natural look. So for that person, they might prefer that kind of Kim Kardashian look and they feel it makes them feel more confident. So yeah, whatever. I kind of, that's my stance on it. If you have the money, like, it's your money. But firstly, try to love yourself. I feel like I should say that. You know, if you can, you know, try to be happier in your own skin, of course. But yeah, I don't know, it must be just hard. I like, oh, it's just hard aging, you know. And if, yeah, I don't know, I had a few friends over here who were much older than me, and I've always been like, geez, what's your skincare routine like? Fucking not a wrinkle on you. And they're like, Botox, baby. And you're like, oh, Jesus, that looks great. Make and keep plans with new people. Okay, so he says with new people, or she, sorry, I shouldn't presume it's a man. Or they, jeez. But I would say my advice, I haven't even counted now how many of these are. I've lost track of it, but, well, let's just do advice for life. I think advice for younger people is the thing that I've learned in my 20s was, and this is one I had wrote down myself as well, was I'd be running blue arse, like a blue arse fly, to all these, like, friends and trying to keep so many friends happy and very sociable. And what I've learned in the past year of therapy is that not to give too much to people who don't give back, because I ended up giving time and effort and energy to people and kind of people pleasing people and giving them my energy and then not having energy for the people who I should have been given energy to, let's say, who kind of didn't ask for anything. And it's kind of like, oh, those are the people I should be, who saw me as an equal friend to them. Because what happened then is I had these couple of friends who will take, but don't see you as an equal friend, and then become very entitled and expectant. And when you pull back a little bit, they're like, well, why aren't you, like, being a good friend anymore? And it's like, because you're fucking shit. But also, that's my fault, you know? So I think a great lesson is, invest time in people who it's going to be equal. You know, you give a little, they give a little, you give a little more, they give a little more. And don't give too much to people who are just going to take from you, because people take your energy. And my friend says this saying, where people take your light. And it's very true, you know. And make time. I think one time I always wanted a group of friends, and I tried to get in with a group a few times in my life, and I tried to create a girl group one time, and it kind of got a bit, now I have my two best friends from home and we've our own separate group, they're in a different group of friends, and we always met up for tea. But that's kind of where our friendship went, you know. We'd meet up, the three of us, for tea, and we'd tell each other about our lives, and then we'd go out and party, and if we saw each other, grand. But, like, so we created this lovely, and then we've, like, a WhatsApp group, and they know who they are, Sean and Emma, they're the best. But and we always stay in touch with each other. Now, we might voice message loads in a week and then not for a month, or once a week for a month and then, you know, not for, you know, like, I mean, we don't need to talk all the time, but when we do, you know, we keep in touch with each other. And it's like, that came out of those, you know, creating these spaces where you're having, like, one-on-one. Now it was one-on-three, but, like, intimate, you know, like, proper, not just going out and getting smashed together and meeting up for people. I meet up with the people I really like for coffee, so one-on-one, or again, maybe two or three people, and make an effort that way. And I feel like that's really good, because that's when you really get to know the person and you kind of build your friendship. And those are some of my best friends, and sometimes I'll forget and I'll have to remind me. I'll even write it in a to-do list, like, oh, make sure to text Dewey this week, which I really fucking should, because I haven't texted her in a while. Or I'll be like, okay, Tori's in town, make sure to try to meet up with her. And, like, you know, she's visiting, so I should, like, make the effort to go up to where she's staying if I can, stuff like that. And I think that really benefits for, like, a long-term good friendship, you know, you hope. And then when people are really, like, question as well, when people are taking too much from you, and if it's a bit much, like, pull back, like, look after yourself. My stepmom always says, suit yourself and then other people will suit afterwards. And it is true, because we tend to treat ourselves like the worst, and instead of being, and that's not being selfish, that's just kind of going, like, my friend asked me last minute would I do his podcast, and old Katie would be like, oh my god, I have to, because I don't want to upset him, and I don't want him to think I don't like him, and I want to show that I'm a good friend. But sure, I didn't have the ability to do another fucking podcast this week, and so I just said, no, look, I'm so sorry, I can't, but let me know when you're free for tea. And he was like, absolutely, no problem. Like, people don't, you know. And another thing is as well, like, not giving people too much room to get mad at you. So if you're just like, oh, sorry, I can't, thanks. Or like, if you have a, for I'll give you an example, sometimes if I get double booked for a show, old me would have been like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, and tell them my fucking life story. Or if I were late for work, actually work is probably more relatable, late for work, and you're like, then the train ran over a pigeon and the pigeon flew, and like, you know, it'd be all truthful. But I'm like going into way too much detail, and I'm giving them a chance to get angry at me, whereas it's kind of like, I'm only human, I'm gonna be late sometimes. So now I'm just, I just won't even, if I am late, to be honest, I won't even say anything unless it's said to me, and even then I'd just be like, yeah, fucking trains, because I know I'm a good worker, and it's not gonna be a continuous thing, and the work's gonna get done. Do you know, I don't need to, it's fine. Now it'd be different if I'm gonna be like an hour or two late, you know, you'll text and be like, I'll be there when I can. But I think it's really important, like, so you say like, I'm so sorry, but I'll be there when I can, or, you know, something just happened, but not to give it too much, let it go into too much of a conversation, because I feel like when you give people the chance to get mad at you, does that make sense? Whereas, you know, if a boss gets mad at you, and old me would have gotten defensive and been like, but, oh, you know, but I'm such a great worker and I do all of this, and I'd be going out of my way to do too much. Whereas now I do as much as I can, and I know that I'm good at my job, and be it in anything, if it's comedy or bartending. And if they get mad about something, I'm just like, all right, grand, yeah. And just leave it at that. Let the fucking conversation be done, because once you start being like, but I, then they're like, It turns into a fucking argument, and it's not worth your energy. That's the best thing I learned moving into my 30s. Also as well, like, you don't have to prove yourself to everybody, you know. They know, they could be just having a shit day and they snapped at you, and just kind of be like, okay, grand. Like, and ever since I've been like that, I've had bosses kind of like be like, oh, this fucking thing, and I've just been like, all right. And then they're like, oh, sorry, like, I just, you know, I don't know how to explain it. Now, I mean, obviously don't let people walk on you either. Like, I'd recently had someone kind of say something to me, and I stood up for myself and voiced, and they were like, Jesus, yeah, of course. So obviously there's a limit to it. That's the other thing. My therapist always says, use your voice. So I think as well, finding your voice, and don't let people talk to you a certain way or push you around either. And I think that does fit into that narrative of, yeah, that kind of like, what's that thing, don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness. I always do that as well, where I'll be like, so if you need something as well, let's say, like, if you're doing let's say you were doing a comedy, I can't think of a good thing, but you're doing a comedy show every week, you don't say like, can I not do it in December? You just say, hey, I'll be going home for December, so you guys will just have to find coverage for that. Or if it's like bartending or whatever, don't give them the permission to say no. Now obviously ask for permission and everything sexual, but I mean in this regards, it's a good thing to kind of just be like, well, I can't, you know, and hold yourself at a standard, like, yeah, like, I'm owed time to go off, I'm a fucking human. Anyway, that was a bit of a rant, so let's see the next one. Oh god, we're on 36 minutes. Let's see. Oh, they say make plans with new people. Oh god, I'm on the opposite of that. I think fucking narrow your friend group down when you get to your 30s, because do you ever find, like, I started making new friends in my early 30s, and then it came with their problems and them expecting energy, and I felt very pulled in different directions. And even recently I've had to kind of be like, well, that's not true, because I made a new friend recently and she's great crack. So I guess just kind of knowing the type of person you can let into your space. So it says, when you're a teenager, having mates consists of showing up at the same house party, going halves on Glen's vodka. Oh, this must be an Irish person. In your 20s, it gets harder to make new mates. Or maybe it's a British person, actually. Or maybe it's a Scottish person. Anyway, you're suddenly 28 years old, and then there's five people you've known from school, and you get married now. I think that's fine, though. I keep saying to my friend recently, because she found out a bunch of her friends are shit, and I was like, yeah, how many friends do you need, though? Also, I feel like my computer is making a lot of noise, so if it picks it up on the mic, I'm so sorry, it's heating up. Does anybody know how to deheat your computer? I don't know. Maybe if I turn down the... I think I need a new laptop. It's on fire. Yeah, I think my dad always said you only need 3 best friends. And I'm kind of... Yeah, I just feel like if you've got a few solid good friends, you don't need much more. And then you can go, like... you know, start a team sport and have like random like arm's length friends that you can go for, you know, have a couple of drinks with, or like, you know, play basketball and go with the, hang out with them afterwards. But I think for your people who have your back, you just need a close friend, a few close friends. The other day, someone I barely knew messaged me and asked me if I wanted to go on a walk. I said yes, we had a nice time, and I'd probably do it again. Okay, so this person's, sorry, I missed the first line where it's saying like getting out of your comfort zone and meeting new people. And yeah, that's fine. Like, you're just going for a walk. I do actually like meeting new people, actually. But I think maybe meeting them and then not being like intense besties straight away. So just keeping your guards up a little bit. Buy a set of tools. Yeah, all right. Take more photos. No, I need to take less photos. Oh my God, what, I have like a million photos. Stop being embarrassed about weird sex stuff. Yes, that's obvious and what we talk about on the podcast all the time. Do all your weird things. And yeah, I still have to do more weird things and learn how to be comfortable. I keep being like to Leland, like joking with him because my nails are so long. And, you know, I feel guilty that I don't do certain things to him that I know he likes. But I'm all, but he really likes that I scratch him. So I'm like, look, you have to choose between the two. It's either, because you know what, obviously I have to cut my nails. You guys know what I'm talking about. So yeah, so I'll have to one day, you know, but whatever. Learn how to roll tobacco. I don't know why you need to learn that. That's ridiculous. Keep your plants alive. Yeah, that's fair enough. Stop ghosting people. Obviously, who does that in their 30s though? Get a grip of taxes. Yeah. Wash the walls. I've never washed my walls. If you are over 30 and you wash your walls, please message me because that is mental to me. I've never... oh my God, are my walls filthy? Have relationships are easy. That would have been one that I wrote down as well. If people are coming in, that's the thing with friends or boyfriends or girlfriends or whatever. If they're coming into your life and they're adding stress or pain or drama, like when you're in your 30s, you don't need that anymore. What you need is just calm, you know, and you get your drama from telly, from the television. That's enough. And that's a big thing. Don't be letting, if there's a lot of drama in your life, go to therapy because you're letting this drama in and it's giving you a sense of purpose. And honestly, we don't need that anymore. Just fucking have a nice, easy life. And I was back in Ireland for that 6 days. It was so quiet and relaxing and just like very chill. And I was like, God, an easy life is good and it'll keep you young and calm. And sometimes, you know, I think when you're young, because you think you need drama to feel like you're alive, but just get something that gives you good adrenaline. If it's a doing stand up per se, let's say, or, you know, going to karaoke and singing your songs in front of people, or playing Gaelic football, or whatever, boxing, do something that gets your adrenaline pumping. And then just don't let any of this drama, like, you know, God, you'd have people call, like, I, you know, you'd have people calling you over stuff and you're like, oh, I shouldn't be involved in this, I don't care about this. It's just not good for your brain. Or if you're in a relationship where it's constant fighting and stuff like that, and if you really love them, both if you go to couples therapy, or, you know, kind of get out of it. And it's hard, but you just, like, the older I get, I'm kind of like, you only live once. And that's, if I could look back, like, I don't regret any relationship I had because I think I learned a lot and it was what I needed to get to the place that I am, so I don't. But if I were to redo it, let's say if I had to live again, which would be, oh, I'd hate to have to live my life again because I like it in the process and I like after 30, but I don't really, I look back and I go, oh, that was a real struggle personally, just because I made things a bit complicated sometimes, and then complicated things came into my life, let's say, and I was like getting over a lot of shit, but didn't understand what it was. So anyway, my point is that I would probably do a lot less dating. I think that was something my dad said. When you're very desperate for things, or so desperate for love, that people sense it off, yeah, and it actually lets in those people who are going to abuse that, you know, and like love bomb you and trauma bond you or use you. And I think that was a lot what happened to me. And once I kind of started to be alone and like focus on myself and be happy alone, you know, that's when a partner kind of the right partner came along. And and I mean, he didn't just come along, I asked him out. So like, that's another thing, go for what you want. And I probably wouldn't have done that in my 20s. I would never asked him out. So that's the freeing thing about in your 30s, you kind of like get so used to rejection or just careless. And that, well, that's the thing too. I probably learned about caring less about rejection because of all the dating I did. But yeah, I think I would have like done a little less and more things for me. And look at that, like, I, you know, going to classes and stuff. I laughed at it before, but you know, I probably, that would have been maybe more valuable than constantly fucking trying to find the right person on a dating app. But it's hard though, because you learn a lot about yourself through relationships and you get to meet people and learn a lot about your body. So I actually don't really regret any of them. Even the guy who checked my pulse, because I got a great story out of it. And I learned a lot about me because I chose to ignore all those red flags, that it became such a red flag to my friends and family that they were like, oh, you need like an intervention. And have relationships that are fun. Don't be in a relationship at all. Now, they used pound in this. So stop eating all the shite all the time. Start using the word lover. I love using the word lover. Sleep more. I love sleeping. Sleeping's great. I actually feel depressed if I don't have 8 hours sleep, or I feel like irritable or sad. So like, what if you, if you're a person who can't go to sleep at night, like a daytime job is probably not for you. I know that's easier said than done, but find out, like, I couldn't do a daytime job. I can't sleep until like 2 a.m. So I like my job. I like it being at night. Own at least 3 outfits that could be described as smart. I don't agree with that, but I don't need anything to do smart things in. Embrace your unhinged, how unhinged you are. Actually, I'll circle back to the smart things, because I do have the same dress that I wear to like every wedding, and everybody's always like, oh my God, it's so gorgeous. And people forget, so... you know, it's a good quality dress. Embrace how unhinged you are. Yeah, so just like your weird things, and like, you know, people will try to, and you'll see this a bit, I've seen this before in like Irish groups, where like the wacky weird person, and not all Irish, there's some loads of great Irish wacky weird, and we've had them on this fucking podcast, but maybe it's not just Irish, maybe it's just certain groups, but that's just been my experience more, is that New York, like people in New York, when they come here, they're like, be whoever you want to be. And then, like, you know, I remember when I was younger, a bit of judging, or you'd say something that's a little weird and like someone giving you the look or whatever. And it's like, don't let anybody stop you from being yourself. And if they're embarrassed for you, well, that's their issue. Let them be embarrassed. You mind if I stopped doing what I wanted to do just because people were judging me or embarrassed by me, I wouldn't have done this podcast and I wouldn't have done stand up. And I love all those things. So... give good head is the next one. That's hilarious. But, you know, I'm sure that is just... there's no excuse for not giving good head after your 20s. I think there's loads of excuses, because a lot of people don't communicate what they like. And every person likes something different. So I don't agree with that one. Right? I think you have to figure it out with each partner. So I think it's more be a good communicator when it comes to sex stuff. And ask them what they like, because everybody likes something different. And then I'm just going to read their last ones. Stop being a big baby. All right, that's fair enough. Drink more water. Oh my God, stop. That's the best. I have low white blood cells, and she's been saying for forever, and I'm low energy. And she's like, just drink more water. And I just ignore it. And actually, since I've been drinking more water the last few weeks, game changer. And that'll stop the wrinkles as well. Drink more water. Now let's see who wrote this. That's by Daisy Jones, London, Great Britain. Okay, Daisy, this is great. But yeah, drink more water. That is definitely key. And now that I know she's a woman, yeah, do have good head game. No, I'm messing. Just ask your partner, because, you know, some girls like fucking aggressive, rough rubbing, and other ones like delicate little tongue action. So it all depends on their clit and what they like. And the same with men, because some men want you to vomit on the dick. Oh, Jesus. And some men like... different things and different times. You know, sometimes Leland will be like, yeah, go, I kind of am in the mood for like a slow, or he'll just say speed it up or do that. You know, they kind of change. So once you just have open communication. Okay, I'm gonna turn down my laptop, because I'm really nervous that noise is gonna come true. But if it is coming true, just take it as like an ASMR, you know, little like vibe in the background. And this actually went on so long, so I'm not going to do my solo episode for the Patreon. I'll do that tomorrow. And so I'll just record that separately, so you guys can have it separate. And tell you all about the shows and running for the album and the special, because that's in a month. Obviously, if you're in... if you're in October. If you're in New York in September. Don't even know where I was pulling October out of it. Please come to the special. It's my first special. I feel like so ridiculous calling it a special, but that's what they're called. And the guy who's producing it got mad at me for rolling my eyes in a podcast. He thought I was rolling my eyes at him. I was not rolling my eyes at him. I was rolling my eyes because I'm Irish. And I'm like, well, we'll see how fucking special it is when it's done before you start calling it that. But yeah, it's an album and a special. And if you guys can come, it's September 18th. It'll be 7 and 9 p.m. Sorry, 7 and 9:30. The links are in... I'll put the links in this episode and they'll be in my bio on my Instagram on that like link tree. But yeah, if you can come, that'd be great. And I've just been traveling around, trying to run all the material, run all the bits, get it all down. And I'll be also doing this thing where I am not having an opener or host, which most comedians would have. But in traditional Irish sense, I kind of want to, you know, do it all myself. You know, as my dad would say, why pay someone to do something you can do yourself? So I'll be doing it all myself. And like Leland will come up at the very end, just when the checks are coming out. And Lindsay on one, which is great. So, but for the, you know, I'm going to open it up and do a lot of crowd work, talk to the audience. There'll be that level of participation. Then I'll do my hour material and then we'll be done. So yeah, please come. Should be a lot of fun. And a few people said I was mental to not have someone to warm them up. But like, I'd rather warm them up, you know, and I want to do something different. So that's it. Please rate, review. Please sign up to the Patreon. The video will be up there. But I don't know if I was ever looking at the right part, because I have it on, you know, I can see my face, so I hope so. But yeah, rate, review, tell your friends. I'm looking into a studio that costs exactly more than what I make on advertising, because advertising's fucking shit. So I don't know, but the studio would be so great because you wouldn't have any of the noise in the background and I'd be able to do proper video for YouTube. But if I do that, it'll be after the album recording, so I very well might. But I'm also moving in with Leland this week, so he has his space set up as a podcast thing, so maybe when I'm doing it there it'll be even better when I have guests over and recording. So we'll see. But in that, I love yous all, and let me know if you have any tips or advice for people getting older, or maybe you're in your 50s and you have some advice for people in their 30s, or maybe you're in your 20s and you have some advice for us older people, where you're like, yeah, you should learn this and chill out about that or whatever. I think it'd be kind of fun. Or if you have any episode ideas, let me know. Or if you have any guests you want, let me know. Okay, bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.